Hello, Kent Franson asks his Mr. Q. How does an innovation come up? For instance, how did you conceive your new IP jam camera for desert climate?
Well, actually, it was that I was visiting an exhibition in Dubai, and everybody that I meet from customers there, they were asking about the temperatures, because they knew that even if the temperature in Dubai never exceeded 40 degrees, when the sun is shining on the camera in like 35 degrees, it's getting warmer than 50 degrees inside. And that is wearing and tearing on the camera, especially if it's a PT set. So you want to have higher temperature specification. And of course, that was a customer request. So coming home, I tell the engineers, we have to do a camera that can handle 60 degrees. And they were coming back already after a couple of days and say, that will be extremely expensive. Because the component that we are using, which are the same as Bosch, Pelican, and everybody else are using, they are specified for the temperature that we have. And I was checking our competitors, and they also have 50. So the idea didn't work. But then a couple of months later, me and my wife, we were in a car store, and they already have a cooling bag that you can connect to your 12 volt in your car. And when you did that, that box will keep the temperature 20 degrees lower than ambient. So I bought one and I showed it for our engineers. I said, wait, how have they done it? And can't we do the same? And 1 year later, I was back in Dubai with a camera that could handle 75 degrees Celsius without wearing and tearing. And that is, of course, a success in all warm countries.
That's amazing. But as you're based in Sweden, you must be also specialized in low temperatures, isn't it?
That's right. All cameras can handle minus 40 because they are installed during a quite nice day. And then when it starts getting cold, there is heaters inside the cameras, heaters and fans, that is heating up the camera and keeping the inside of the camera to plus degrees. But imagine that there is a power cut, a power failure, which can happen when it's minus 40. When the power is coming back, the inside of the camera is minus 40. There is no motors that can handle that in the PTZ cameras as of today. So that will break the camera or heavily wear and tear it when it tries to start. So we decided we should use the CPU that we have in all our cameras. So when the power was coming back, we start by asking the sensors, what is the temperature? And if the answer is minus 40 or below zero, we will not start the camera. We will only start the heater and fans. And when the heater and fans have taken the temperatures up to plus degrees, then we start the camera. And by that, we can guarantee that our cameras will always work. And you cannot do that with the conventional cameras.